Winter storm causes closing of Pacific Coast Highway, sweeps fire and specter into ocean. Gushing rain from the strongest storm to hit Southern California this winter caused a handful of injuries and swept one firefighter off the road into ocean swells on February 13th. Videos shared on social media show the Los Angeles Fire Department fire inspector's vehicle dragged into the ocean as debris and mud poured over the roadway along Big Rock Road near Malibu. The SUV tumbled onto the driver's side before righting itself. The firefighter is seen opening his door and escaping into the surf, holding his shoes and carrying a pack. He was taken to the hospital and treated for minor injuries after reaching the shore, according to the LAFD. We talked to him, and he's okay, LFD spokeswoman Lindsay Lance told the Epoch Times. The storm caused debris to flow onto roadways in the Los Angeles County areas recently impacted by the Palisades and Eaton fires, causing the California Department of Transportation to close the 8.5-mile leg of the Pacific Coast Highway section between Malibu and Santa Monica. The stretch of highway remained closed Friday to all motorists except emergency responders, according to Caltrans spokesman Nathan Bass. The highway was closed from Carbon Beach Terrace to Chautauqua Boulevard, Bass said. Pacific Palisades residents were allowed to enter their community via Chautauqua Boulevard, according to Caltrans. Caltrans reported significant flooding and mudslides at multiple locations along Pacific Coast Highway during Thursday's rainstorms, including at Big Rock Road, where the firefighter's vehicle was swept into the ocean. Other minor incidents of flooding and mudslides occurred throughout Los Angeles and Ventura counties, according to Caltrans, causing the agency to close some minor roadways for maintenance. The rains have subsided, the waters have receded somewhat, but sticky mud remains on, Bass told the Epoch Times on Friday. He said Caltrans geotechnical experts were assessing the slopes for further movement and would make a better determination of when the state can reopen the highway. According to National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Wofford, about 1 to 3 inches of rain fell in Los Angeles County on Thursday in the most populated areas, while the mountains above Los Angeles received 3 to 6 inches. Wofford said the mountains could see some light showers on Friday afternoon, but the area was expected to dry out during the weekend and throughout next week. "We've got a long dry spell coming," he told the Epoch Times. Los Angeles County emergency responders and the state prepared for this week's rain by providing residents with ready-to-fill sandbags at all neighborhood fire stations. Governor Gavin Newsom warned the public of the oncoming storm and enacted a response to boost local resources on February 11th. In January, the Palisades and Eaton fires decimated the communities of Pacific Palisades, Malibu, Altadena, and Pasadena, leaving behind large swathes of charred and unstable soils that can result in mudslides during rain events. The state installed emergency protection materials on the burn scars to keep the debris from entering creeks, rivers, and other bodies of water, according to the governor's office. California has been in a constant state of readiness, preparing for extreme winter weather, Newsom said in a statement. Crews have been on the ground for weeks working to secure areas against possible mudslides and debris flows. Some reports of damage throughout the region emerged on Thursday. The roof of a Smart and Final store in Azusa collapsed during the storm. There were no reports of injuries. Malibu's famous Duke's restaurant, which survived the Palisades fire, was overwhelmed with floodwater on Thursday. Mudslides buried much of Topanga Canyon Boulevard, which could take days or weeks to clear. Mud also covered parts of Malibu Canyon. In the Hollywood Hills, the LFD reported a mudslide on Thursday afternoon that sent about 8 inches of mud to Mulholland Drive. No injuries were reported during the incident. The LFD reported some storm-related injuries and no fatalities. "We transported a few minor injuries, one flooded car rescue," Lance said on Friday. "Everything was minor yesterday related to the storm." Pasadena experienced some power outages and road flooding during the storm, according to the city. In Altadena, crews responded to mud and debris cascading down Cannon Boulevard and significant flooding. Stretches of several streets remained closed Friday, including Altadena Drive, Braeburn Road, Mendocino Street, and Homewood Drive. Glendora Mountain Road was also closed in the adjacent Angeles National Forest. City News Service contributed to this report.